After being released from a crate, it took several minutes for Phil to reacclimate himself. But once he found his way, he wiggled towards the ocean. Soon, the audience could only see a glimpse of his head peeking out of the water as he seemed to nod goodbye to the region. Erin and Rich Lambertson lived just minutes away from Gateway. They were on their daily walk with their kids when a park ranger told them about Phil.
We just wanted to watch our kids and see how they reacted, and it was just really exciting. It was exciting to see all the people here, and his story is really amazing.
Their daughter, Maddie Grace, is 2.5. She describes how Phil got from the crate to the water.
Hard to get out.
It was hard for him to get out?
Yeah.
Was it awesome to watch him go back into the water?
Yeah.
Phil first showed up in Delaware right before Christmas. He came up from the Delaware Bay, through the Murder Kill River, and stopped at the spillway at Corsi Pond. He then left that spot, crossed a busy road, and stayed in Corsi Pond. Suzanne Thurman with the Marine Education Research and Rehabilitation Institute says he was probably following food.
He had far less competition there. The feeding was easy. He had to expend far less energy because it was a small area. So it was a good overwintering holiday for him.
In April, Phil got stuck in mud and Mare Institute volunteers rescued him. They brought him to the National Aquarium in Baltimore. The aquarium's Kate Schaefer says when he was brought in, Phil's body condition was fine, but he was suffering from eye irritation and dehydration. And he's a little larger than most of their seal patients, so it was an interesting challenge.
And a few of the times, because of his size and because of the procedures that we needed to do, we actually had to sedate him, put him under anesthesia, which can be a little risky with these guys, so we were very happy that he responded well to those treatments.
Schaefer says Phil ate well, gaining about 20 kilograms while in rehab. The National Aquarium put a tracker on Phil so they can see where he travels. Once he molts, though, it will come off, and they'll no longer be able to track him, and Phil will truly be back on his own. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.